Hey everybody, we're here on Beyond Organic Ranches and we are driving up to the pasture. As you can see, our dairy cattle are grazing this particular area. They sit out here in the sunshine all day long and they eat greens. That's why we say our dairy at Beyond Organic is green fed. So come on, let's go.
Listen everybody, why is it that people have been consuming dairy products for thousands of years and only the last 100 years people have been getting sick from dairy products? Why is it that for thousands of years people have been eating meat as part of their diet but only over the last couple of 100 years people started to get sick? Why? And that's what we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about the difference between Beyond Organic products, because they are going back to the way it was always done before people were getting sick from these things, to what happened the last couple of 100 years when man started to mess with the food. And we'll see what's happening right now with everyone getting sick from all these diseases. So we're going to interview Jason Dewberry from Beyond Organic and a couple of other people about their wonderful products. We're here on their farm right now, and I am telling you, if you want the highest quality products that's proven to help your body, these foods are the way to go. Beyond Organic. Check out these interviews and this information. Hello everybody, it's Paul Neeson with Beyond Organic, and I am here on the ranch at Beyond Organic right now. I'm going to have my friend Tom Newman come on and talk a little bit about what's going on here with us. We're on this wonderful tour here of the farm, and Jordan Rubin has created this amazing thing called Beyond Organic that I've been talking about. You have to see my other videos and get to my website about this, but until I was actually here on the farm, as much as I appreciated what he was doing and how he was doing it, I had no concept or idea, or at least I thought I did, but until I came here and saw what exactly was involved in making sure this product is set apart and different than a product you would find in the average grocery store, I am just amazed at how much effort goes into this, and also how much time and money has been spent. The investment has been made up front to get you the highest quality products possible. People have been asking me, why do these products cost different than the average product in a store? And I would tell them, because they're just better for you, and I would tell them why they're better for you. But in no way did I have any idea how much of an investment did Jordan Rubin make to get this all set up the way it is. And this is why it is so unique, and you can't find this anywhere else in the world, as far as I know, that's set up like this. I've actually stood right next to the cows, how they're being milked, and I am telling you, you can literally eat off the floor. It's so clean in there. And just the care that goes into this to make sure that they're getting the highest top quality products out there. All of their products, I've just seen personally how they're made, where they're made, and it goes along right along with what I've been telling you about what they're made of and what they actually are. If you truly care about your health and the health of your family, you want to eat the highest quality products. And I have seen no food company anywhere, unless you're growing the food yourself, and even that, you still don't have the knowledge that Jordan has obtained here by hiring the people to work with him to make sure that this is the highest quality products out there. Like myself, Jordan Rubin suffered from a disease called inflammatory bowel disease many years ago, and it's his passion to make sure nobody suffers from this disease or any disease anymore. And if they are suffering, he wants to make sure they get better. So he's created this company, but even better, he's created it in a way where people can actually benefit from it by getting them their own food for free if they have to. It's really amazing. It's called Beyond Organic. To learn more about it, just go to the website below the screen, Beyond Organic. Check it out now. You'll be glad
Hello,
you did.
Everyone. I'm Tom Newman, and Paul Neeson's a dear friend of mine. And Paul and I share a common love for good food, and that company that we're working with is Beyond Organic. I'm speaking to you from the ranch right here behind me. I know you can't probably see them, but there's a bunch of milk cows walking across the way right here, right now. Those cows are producing the raw, amazing milk. These cattle only eat green grass that you're seeing all behind me. They eat this grass. They go up there twice a day, and they're milked. And right from that where they're milked, it comes directly out of their udder through a pipe and goes into a big holding vat in there where our amasi is made, our cheese is made, our suavive is made. And I had a thought today that I'd never had before, but as I'm watching and we're going through the plant and we're meeting all the people, the lady right here who makes the cheeses and the recipes for the cheese, she was telling us all the differences between just 1 degree of temperature and how it makes an entirely different type of cheese. But I had this thought, I know who makes my cheese. Do you? I just thought, you know what? This lady's in there, slave. She talked about how concerned she is how that milk has to be so clean. I mean, from the washing of the udders when they bring those cattle in there, to the processing of that milk, to the vat. She literally talked about training for 6 weeks someone to make sure that they could clean those vats properly to make sure there's no case of any type of bacteria that shouldn't be introduced into the cheese and the formulas. And I really thought about that. I know who makes my cheese. I just met her. She's Trent's wife, and she cares about you and about your health. I'll bet you can't say that about anything else that you're buying from the shelf or in any store anywhere. Beyond Organic, it's about people who care about you and about your health. And I'm telling you, when you see these facilities, you hear Jordan's heart, you see the amazing amount of expense and dedication it's taken to bring this company to this level. Guys, I think it's our job to ensure two things. First of all, that we're eating the healthiest foods on this planet. And number two, we're telling friends, loved ones, and people that we don't even know, but people that we should be caring for, about how that have they could have the best foods going. Beyond Organic. Get it.
Hi, I'm Jason Dewberry, Chief Marketing Officer with Beyond Organic. And in terms of explaining how Beyond Organic is so different, we're really a company that's looking to change people's diets, change their life, and change the world. So we're more than just a company that that is trying to get healthy foods and beverages to people, but we're looking to make a difference in how food is raised and how food and beverages are brought to people. So at our ranches here at Beyond Organic, we put so much time and energy and effort and resources, not into just making food, but making it in a way that's in harmony with God's plan and what's best for the animals, for the planet, as well as for the humans that consume the food. So whether it's how we feed our animals, how we treat our animals, how we process our beef, the care that we put into our dairy, everything that we do reflects this vision and commitment to healing people in body, mind, and spirit. So we kind of think of ourselves as a holistic health company here at Beyond Organic.
Is anyone else doing something similar, or?
As far as we know, there are people that are doing components, maybe a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but in terms of tying everything together from the standpoint of from our spring water and functional beverages to our dairy and our beef operation, as well as our education and the vision here at the ranches, we don't know of any company that's doing it on this kind of a scale.
Could you talk about how you're using the old world technologies, but also with the new, with the updated technology?
Yeah, we like to talk about that as a combination of old world production methods and philosophies combined with the best of modern science and technology. And so, especially in our dairy operation, we're utilizing practices and adhering to methods for producing cheese and cultured dairy that have been around for thousands of years. However, we've also invested deeply into the equipment and production facility that is world-class from the standpoint of science, technology, really to make sure that the product is of the highest possible quality and that we're meeting safety standards that today so many people are concerned about, because there's big issues regarding where our food comes from and the kind of chain of custody that food goes through before it gets to the consumer. So you don't have to turn on the news long to find out about, you know, stories where outbreaks and foodborne pathogens are causing a lot of complications here in the modern world, where, you know, for the last 20, 30 years, that's really been something only for third world countries to deal with.
Great.
Hi, I'm Jordan Rubin, and this is Beyond Organic Ranch. And we're here in May, and it is really an amazing time of year. It's spring, everything is blooming, the calves are on the ground. You can see the little colt behind us that was born. This is an opportunity for you to get an inside view of what makes Beyond Organic different. Not only are we a large ranch with a small farm mentality, but we are vertically integrated, produce farmstead and artisanal foods the way that God intended and the way that it was done for thousands of years. Sadly, there is no place in America that does it the way that Beyond Organic does. And the reason I started Beyond Organic is because as a consumer of healthy Beyond Organic foods, I could not find what I needed to feed myself and my family. Not only did we decide to create this Beyond Organic vision so that we could know where our food comes from, understand the importance of producing and processing food carefully, but we wanted to share it with you. People have asked me for years, Jordan, you write in your Maker's Diet, you write in your Great Physician's Prescription, Perfect Weight America book, about eating certain cultured dairy products, certain meats, drinking certain water. But where do I get it? And I would always say, well, maybe there's this local farm by you, or maybe you could drive a few hours and there's this website. But we wanted a place that could provide foods and beverages from our farms directly to your family. And that's exactly what we have here at Beyond Organic. It is so hard for you to truly understand the differences between what we do and what Industrial Organic does in this short video. But if you'll stay tuned, we'll be sharing much more information, not only about what makes Beyond Organic different, but how you can get involved in spreading this great mission.